I'm Mitch Wertlieb on Vermont Public Radio, and this is an hour-long call-in special reflecting on the events on Wednesday in Washington when hundreds, if not thousands, of pro-Trump extremists stormed the U.S. Capitol and disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as president-elect. Five people have now died after the siege of the People's House. In this hour, we are sharing our thoughts on what happened. How are you processing this insurrection? What are you feeling? What are you thinking? First, though, we want to bring in a voice familiar to many Vermonters. Jim Douglas is a former three-term Republican governor of the state. We wanted to get his thoughts on the events, the actions of the president and other elected officials and more. Governor Douglas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, nice to be with you, Mitch.
So first thought out of the gate, what were you thinking? What were you feeling as you watched the events unfold on Wednesday?
Well, I couldn't believe it. It looked like a capital in Caracas or Minsk or somewhere other than the United States of America. I was appalled at the scene that unfolded on Wednesday. I think all Americans are or ought to be. I hope we can find a way forward that will turn this tragic episode into something positive. And already seen reports online of some Republican U.S. senators regretting not pushing back against the president earlier in his tenure. So maybe if they start working together in a more constructive way, then families like Colby's and other Americans can engage once again with people of different points of view.
Governor Douglas, have you been a supporter of President Trump?
I didn't support him. I didn't oppose him. I focused over the last 4 years on supporting Phil Scott in his races for governor and local candidates, but I stayed out of the presidential campaigns.
Well, that raises this question because Governor Phil Scott, as you know, has called for the, quote, resignation or removal of Trump from office. Do you agree with him or disagree?
I think we can probably survive another 12 days. If this were earlier in the term, it might be a more important discussion. The president now, after the joint session's decision, has acknowledged the outcome of the election and pledged a peaceful transition. So I hope that'll happen.
Well, to be fair, Governor, President Trump has said a lot of things over the 4 years he's been in office and has gone back on a lot of those pledges or promises or whatever you want to call them. I think the worry that some people have is, given what happened Wednesday, how shocking it was and how quickly it unfolded, those 12 days, other things could happen. I mean, if he remains president, he does still have the nuclear codes. I'm not saying he's going to start a war. I'm not saying this is going to happen. But can you envision a scenario where within these last 12 days, something happens that, as given the authority he has as president, could be irrevocable?
Well, we can always envision them, I suppose, but my guess is that a lot of his subordinates are not going to follow orders that they believe are inappropriate.
The Republican Party has changed significantly since Trump became president. Do you feel like it is still the Republican Party, or do you feel like it is the party of Trump?
Well, he's certainly been very dominant. After all, the president is the titular head of the party, no matter which party it happens to be. And we've seen over the last couple of years Republicans losing primary contests or having very difficult times when they have run afoul of him, so he's been a very dominant force. I think the question that a lot of us had was, would he be going forward? Would he continue to hold rallies? Would he actually run again in 4 years? But I think the episode that we saw this week will contribute to a less likely scenario along those lines. I think people understand now that he's not someone we want to be playing a major role in the party going forward. So I think in that strange way, it might have been helpful in terms of the Republican Party's future. At least I hope so.
Governor, I'd like to play some tape for you now because our colleague John Dillon, the reporter here at VPR, pointed out that it was almost 20 years ago in May of 2001 when Vermont Senator Jim Jeffords, a lifelong Republican, stood before reporters in a hotel ballroom in Burlington and announced that he was leaving his party. Let's hear what he said then.
In order to best represent my state of Vermont, my own conscience and principles I have stood for my whole life, I will leave the Republican Party and become an independent.
That is former Republican Senator Jim Jeffords saying, in effect, that he didn't leave the Republican Party. The party left him. It's almost quaint now, isn't it, to think that Jeffords' principled stand was over disagreements with Republican education funding and policy under then-President George W. Bush. This crisis, Governor Douglas, and the Republican Party now, after what happened Wednesday, this seems far more profound. Is it time for some lifelong Republicans to leave the party?
Well, I hope not, because the party is the collection of those who adhere to it. And I regretted Jim Jeffords' decision nearly two decades ago. He knew that. And I said that it really weakens the centrism of our party when folks like Jim decide to leave. So I hope not. You know, everybody says that the president defines the party, and as I indicated, he is its titular head. But, Mitch, I've been a Republican for 70 years. Donald Trump's been a Republican for five. I don't accept the notion that he defines our party. So I think it's more important than ever that people who have been Republicans and those who whom we can attract to our ranks continue to grow the Republican Party so we can have a strong two-party system in our country. Another point I'd make is that what you've asked really points out the increasing polarization of the nation. I'm very concerned about this. Blue states are getting bluer, red states are getting redder, and that contributes to the divisiveness and polarization that we're experiencing. So I think everybody should take a deep breath and see if we can move past this and get back to the kind of more collegial lawmaking and politics that we've known at points in our past.
That is former Vermont Governor Jim Douglas. I want to thank you so much for the time. Thanks for speaking with us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mitch.